you should see me making these recordings. I'm sitting under a mosquito tent and I've put a blanket over it in order to block out any noises which are so frequent here in India, because I want to have the best recording quality possible to reach all of you. You know, outside now there are crackers because people can't wait until Diwali comes. There is sometimes a water buffalo making these unearthly sounds, and it could happen that there is loud communication from one house to the other house. India is loud. So yes, we want to take care that these noises are not disturbing. Isn't that a good analogy for the whole idea of going on a retreat? We want to stop the noises which go on in our mind from morning till evening, the constant mental chatter. The more you can become quiet, the better you can listen to the Lord in the heart. To become quiet is an important project for any person who wants to disconnect for a while from this constant mental chatter and listen to an original voice, the voice of the self. There are various ways to become silent. One is to chant and then have no material sound vibration around you. If you chant and chant and chant the holy names, then something beautiful arises. Another very good way to become silent in terms of material sound vibration is to just make a kind of a conscious intention to speak only about spiritual subjects like Krishna, or to speak only words which are beneficial to others. You will see by this simple practice, not only will you not become entangled in useless thoughts and arguments, no, the mind will actually become peaceful and calm, and you will be able to develop total new perspectives by not feeding a material sound to your mind, but by putting either spiritual sound or beneficial talk into your ears and then in your mind. You will change and become actually a very happy person. Please try, after hearing this Kartik inspiration, to monitor a little bit what comes out of your mouth, either silence or this type of beneficial sound vibration, which will stop the mental noise.